and welcome back to Up the Villa podcast. This is our player ratings episode for Aston Villa 2, Tottenham Hotspur 1, Up the Villa. Right, so what we want you to do is go over to our website, utvpodcast.co.uk, and we're going to go under the category of player ratings. But if any of you haven't seen our website before and you really enjoy getting your teeth into really good articles, we have so many really good fan-written articles on offer for you. So this is our website. We've got opposition previews. We've got the Women's Player of the Season episode, which was absolutely fantastic article. Match previews, academy focuses. We've got so much content for you. You can do your own lineups. But we want to go under player ratings. And what you'll find is that the average rating is on the right-hand side for the Villa fans, what they've put in as an average, as a collective, per player. So we're going to do our player ratings with you right now. But we're going to go straight in there with my man of the match, because I spoke about him yesterday on the match reaction that he had his best game I think I've ever seen him play. And I'm not talking about, and some of you regular viewers will know that when I talk about football in general, I like to look at things a bit differently. I like to look at things not just stating the obvious. So, for example, if somebody scores a goal, then I don't just think, oh my God, you were like a 9 out of 10 in that game. You deserve so much credit. For me, when I look at a player's performance, there's so much more in it. You know, I'm looking at them like, I'm looking at heart, I'm looking at desire, I'm looking at courage, I'm looking at belief, I'm looking at organisation, I'm looking at how he's ushering teammates. Are they in position? You know, if you're looking at the whole collective team, like, has a certain player dropped out of position that's then led an opposition player to get the ball? I look at all those types of things. So for me, when I'm talking about John McGinn being brilliant, my God, he was absolutely brilliant. We spoke about him yesterday, how you wind him up early and he just motors. He just goes. That backside was turning, twisting, sending Kane on his face. You know, you got that from him early on. But, you know, his organisation, leadership, right place, right time, winning the ball, tenacious, getting stuck in, not giving any player a second. But that twist and that turn, he done Kane with it. He done Richarlison with it. He did Højbjerg with it. Like, they're still chasing after McGinn today. They're in London now, still trying to find out where McGinn is. And they're still chasing him because he was sublime, like, so, so good. Like, for me, best performance I have ever seen from John McGinn. And add some context. It's a game that we had to win. It's a game that nobody could hide. Nobody could hide in that game. The level in performance against Spurs was bang up there. And if we have that level of performance in the next two games, we get Europe. We play like that in the next two games, we 100% get Europe, in my opinion. 100%. So for me, straight in there, John McGinn, 10 out of 10. Absolutely brilliant. Brilliant. So there we go, Maz. I'll shut it down now because he's got the best rating. But no, so we'll go back to Martinez. He made a brilliant, and I'm going to go high Martinez, actually. He made a brilliant, brilliant save from Kane. As soon as that ball landed to Kane's feet, I thought, it's a goal. 100% goal. For him to come out and claim that ball and save it, I think he must have saved it with his chest or his shoulder or something, was absolutely fantastic. He came out for crosses. He was getting them all day long. His playing out from the back was just brilliant. The penalty, I don't think he's at fault. I think he came out. I don't think he took Kane down, but I think he didn't get the ball. And I think Kane does what Kane does and won the penalty. So a big, big score for me from for Martinez. Young, I'm going to go 7. I think Young had a good, solid game. I think it was a solid, solid 7. And bear in mind, when I'm giving 7s, 7s are good. 7s are good marks, so 7s aren't low. Yeah, solid game. Didn't put nothing wrong. Again, showed heart, courage. A couple of times he came out from the back, which was really good to see. Moreno, what a player. What a player. I said it, we said it all week. He's going to get joined behind Porro, and he got joined behind Porro. Time and time again, he was through. He's so good. Moreno is so good in this system. It's unbelievable. So he too had a brilliant game. I think these two deserve very, very high marks because, and do you like the way now that I don't just call them Konsa and Mings? I call them two. I call them together because I don't fit. I can't look at them as individuals because they are both that good together. Like, there's no point talking about Konsa because then I'll just start talking about Mings. I'll start talking about Mings, then I'll start talking about... I might as well just talk to them about the same thing because they play it from the back brilliantly. They are defensively so solid. And that high line, the two of them ushering that back four is majestic, absolutely majestic. So both of them, fantastic. My player of the season for Aston Villa gets a 9. Again, it's just a Dougie Luiz performance. Dominating the midfield battle. Strong. His timing on the ball is good. He knows when to pass it quickly. He knows when to slow it down. Free kick. Beauty. Perla. Peach. Up and down. Love it. Dougie, my player of the season. And I absolutely love him. Absolutely love Douglas Luiz. Ramsey bagged his goal. Going to go 7. Not going to get carried away by him just scoring a goal because, you know, that's how I like to look at football matches. I think Ramsey like Young, had a good, solid game. I think he was in the game for the majority of it. He looked like he was blowing a little bit towards the end of the second half. He looked like he was struggling a little bit, but I think it was just a solid performance. He did exactly what he needed to do at the right moment, passed it short, ran with it at times. I'd like him to just up it just a touch at times, the tempo, be a little bit stronger, but a solid seven, is a really, really good score. I'm going to go big on him. I'm going to give him a big score because he delivered. He delivered the ball. And I think he had a really good game tactically. I think tactically, he was really, really good. Out wide, offered that width. I think he had a good game for me, Bailey. So I think fair play to Bailey. He did some bright stuff. I think he really worked hard for the team as well. Actually, no, I've been harsh on Ramsey. I'm going to give Ramsey an 8. I think if I'm saying this about Bailey, then I've got to give Ramsey. So, yeah, so they're both getting an 8 for me. Again, both had really good performances. Buendia. Going to go 7. He too had a good game. You know, he's looking for that killer ball at times. But one thing I would say about Buendia in this game, strong. He was defensively strong in some of them tackles. So, fair play to Buendia. You know, he was strong when he needed to be. Watkins will give a 7-4. Again, Willie Runner led the line really, really good. I felt like he worked well for the team. Kamara's going to get a 7. I think he added that dominance when we needed it, when that game was ebbing and flowing a little bit away from us in that second half at times. Him coming on gave us that presence. You know, that ball playing Rolls Royce that we've got. Duran, you know what? Duran's getting a 7 because I loved it. The emotion, the roaring, that getting that whole thing going. Absolutely love that. I really, really rate it. And then we're going to go with a 7 for Cash. So those are my player ratings. We've got 8 sevens. No one's below a 7. shows that they've all had a really, really good game as well. So I think we played really, really well. And it was a pretty dominant display from Aston Villa. So over the moon, and I saw things that I take from games that I really, really enjoy. And I really loved watching Aston Villa yesterday against Spurs. So it was a really good result. So we've got our debrief that will be out tomorrow as well. Cheers, everyone, for the reaction and the match reaction as well. Your support is always huge. Big love from myself. My voice is going, so I'm going to go. And, speak to you all tomorrow for the debrief. We'll go more in detail. We've got loads of content coming out next week as well. So thanks for watching. Up the Villa.